when you get into one of these epidemics, they tend to see a doubling every 2 days or every 3 days. So you have a fast rate of growth. That rate of growth is slowed down dramatically. And so we seem to be on the right track. This 15-day pause that we're in to try to flatten the curve for the virus is working. We just need to hang in there for the next 6 days or so and then take another assessment about where we are.
Okay. So the latest on, I know you're talking about the stimulus package to help the economy, help Americans. Where does that stand right now?
Well, the Senate, it appears that the Senate has gotten close to finishing their negotiations in this package. So the Senate Republicans and Democrats and Steve Mnuchin with the White House, the Treasury Secretary, have been working on this. The thing that sort of delayed it for 48 hours is that Speaker Pelosi decided to get involved. She was asking for some things that were unnecessary, unneeded, and just, well, I'm going to be polite and just say that they finally kicked her out of the room and said, hey, we'll send you something in the House to vote up. There were so many things that are unrelated to the current crisis.
Right.
That the American people finally said, what are you thinking? And
so it's closer now to being a lot of stuff being pulled out of there and the ports and taken.
Again, for lack of a better term, she got her head handed to her because of what she was trying to do. And even liberals were frustrated with her for slowing this down.
Yeah. Well, so that's where we stand there. Good news, you said, at least on the spread. It looks like right now, initially, it looks like we're kind of slowing a little bit.
Right.
But I know certain states, Washington State, New York State, they've been hit. But they had people that, before everybody knew what was happening, that had been traveling and came in. And this began to spread before people really knew what was happening.
Oh, that's exactly right. And we didn't know what we were facing with. And you got to remember, the Chinese were covering us up and weren't letting the World Health Organization in, weren't letting the CDC into China. So that we could see what is this bug, so we could figure out what it can do. And now our treatments are better. Look, we don't have a treatment for this yet. We don't have a vaccine for this yet, but we do have some ancillary treatments that are beginning to work, and our treatment protocols work. And plus that, coupled with this 15-day pause, the social separation that we're involved with, has all begun to have an impact, except for New York State, which is still a hot spot.
I don't want to equate this to World War II. This is not World War II, but there is something interesting about it, how we're seeing World War II factories gearing up that began to make other things than they normally make to help out the war effort. In this case, now we're seeing factories beginning to build and make other things that people need right now, and people doing it on their own personal level, making things and doing things to help. I like to see the country pull together like that.
I have to agree. I mean, I've got a friend, Denver Riggleman, who's a representative from Virginia. He owns a distillery that makes world-class whiskey, and he's converted that to hand sanitizer. You heard that Tito's Vodka in Austin yesterday is going to make hand sanitizer, and they're both giving it away.
Yeah.
And then awesome.
It really is neat. And then to look at how American, and this word is used a lot, it's called capitalism, and capitalism works.
Yes.
And so the ability of the American supply chain and industries and companies and peoples is remarkable. GM is making respirators now, and we've got other companies that are making respirators. It's really amazing to watch what we can do when we, you know, lean into this with our shoulders.
Get united and pull together here. Yeah. Congressman, thanks for stopping in talking with us. Congressman Bill Flores with us. Some good news that I'd like to hear. So not always
it
a lot of good news today. So, yeah, Congressman, thank you so much. Stay healthy.
Oh, you bet.
Come back and see us, too, so we can let us know what's going on.
We still have some struggles in front of us. So, as always, I encourage everybody to continue to pray for our country.
Absolutely. Congressman Bill Flores with us this morning. Peace, family. We are praying for our country. You bet we are.